Ever since taking office, President Obama has been urging lawmakers to act swiftly to pass an economic stimulus package. The House has acted, the Senate has not. And with the rhetoric from both Republicans and Democrats growing sharper, the president traveled last night to one very partisan event to rally the troops. In Williamsburg, Virginia, Mr. Obama spoke to a gathering of House Democrats. NPR's Don Gagne was with him and joined us to talk about it. Good morning.
Good morning.
The president spoke just as it became clear that the Senate would not reach a deal last night. How would you characterize his remarks?
This felt more like a pep rally for House Democrats, more like a campaign event than anything we've seen so far in this still relatively new presidency. And it really is a campaign. It's a campaign for a piece of legislation that the president says is absolutely critical to address the economic crisis. He did seem last night, again, this was a House Democrats retreat. He was among friends. He seemed impatient. He said the economic stimulus bill is of the right size and the right scope and that it balances tax cuts and spending. Give a listen to the president.
We can't embrace the losing formula that says only tax cuts will work for every problem we face, that ignores critical challenges like our addiction to foreign oil, or the soaring costs of health care, or falling schools and crumbling bridges and roads and levees. I don't care whether you're driving a hybrid or an SUV. If you're headed for a cliff, you've got to change direction. That's what the American people called for in November, and that's what we intend to deliver.
No mistaking the implication there that the economic policies of the last 8 years were heading the country toward that cliff. And he said the usual gamesmanship that defines Washington just won't work this time.
Don, the president is asking for bipartisanship, but now he's also, as we've just heard, directly challenging his Republican critics. Can he have it both ways?
Well, he's trying to have it both ways at this point. It's not quite like people are saying no more Mr. Nice Guy, you know, out of the White House. And we have seen during the first week and a half of this presidency, some real outreach to Republicans, a lot of very public overtures, trips to the Hill by the president to visit the Republican leadership and the Republican caucus, Republicans coming up to the White House, being part of a Super Bowl party at the White House. And the president at this point shows no sign of dropping the charm in that regard. But again, we are hearing much tougher language as he is defining just what he sees the Republicans who are criticizing this economic stimulus package as saying. Democratic House members last night seemed to like the fact that he's really taking up the fight and taking such a strong position defining the Republicans. Here's Democratic Congressman Chris Van Hollen last night. He spoke to NPR following the president's appearance.
Bipartisanship does not mean you have to adopt the failed policies of the last 8 years. He inherited a mess, huge debts, a country with huge job losses over the last months. He's reached out to the Republicans, but bipartisanship does not mean saying yes to the policies that got us into this ditch in the first place.
So the Democrats in the House, who again already passed this package, are telling him to stick to his guns. They like very much what they're hearing from the president.
Now, House Democrats have already passed a stimulus package. Why is the president reaching out to them at this moment?
Well, their work isn't done, for starters. A different bill. We saw what happened in the Senate last night. Still no deal, still no vote yet. We know a different bill will come out of the Senate, and it will go to conference, and Democrats will have to vote again on a final bill. But he's also talking to the American people. We may see a primetime news conference from the president Monday night. We'll also likely see some travel, him taking it directly to the people.
Thanks, Don.
My pleasure.
NPR's White House correspondent, Don Gagne.